AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Police in Texas have released the dashcam video from the arrest of a black motorist who hanged herself in jail, according to the medical examiner, though Sandra Bland's family says they don't believe that. Bland was stopped on a routine traffic violation and given a warning, but the incident quickly turned combative after the trooper asked her to put out her cigarette. She refused, and he repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car.
I said, get out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended?
You just I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car!
Police are also releasing an affidavit from the trooper who said she swung her elbows at him and kicked him in the leg. She was arrested for assault. Law enforcement expert Vernon Herron says this did not have to end tragically.
If he had made up his mind he was going to give her a warning, he should have given her the warning regardless of what her attitude was like. And there's no law that I know of that a person can't have an attitude when they're pulled over by a police officer.
Law enforcement expert Vernon Herron. Some U.S. military service members work at an airbase in Italy that was targeted by terror suspects, according to authorities. The Getty airbase in northwestern Italy. Two suspects are under arrest. Our Colleen Barry points out that they hadn't gotten very far in their planning, according to authorities.
They had no military training and were planning to go to Syria to get such training, and they had not, as of yet, procured any weapons. However, they did have a manual, How to Survive in the West, a guide for Mujahideen that includes a chapter on primitive weapons, bomb making, how to escape after carrying out an attack.
Eli Lilly is reporting that its experimental drug might slow mild Alzheimer's if people take it early enough. It's one of a handful of drugs in late-stage testing in the frustrating hunt for better treatment. This is AP Radio News. So why would Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump give out South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's personal cell phone number at a campaign event? Or Warren Levinson has the answer to that question.
After South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham labeled Donald Trump a jackass, Trump responded with ridicule, in Graham's home state, no less. At a campaign kickoff in Bluffton, Trump told a story of Graham entreating him several years ago to recommend Graham to a TV show.
He said, could you mention my name? I said, yes, I'll mention. And he gave me his number, and I found the card. I wrote the number down. I don't know if it's the right number. Let's try it. 202.
He read the whole number. The billionaire reality TV star also hit Graham with what, for Trump, may be the ultimate insult. In the private sector, Trump said Graham wouldn't be rich. He'd be poor. I'm Warren Levinson.
Gas prices are falling. $2.75 this morning, down 3 cents from a week ago, according to the AAA. The Dow is falling, too. It's down 15 points at the moment. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.